When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. Thursday night of football, the Raiders and the Rams in Los Angeles. We've often said in the past that I believe that the Raiders are still the most popular football team in the Los Angeles area. I think we're going to find that out tonight. We're going to see if it's true or not, and I believe it will be. I think this is going to be like a Raider home game. Now, that doesn't mean the Raiders are going to win, because teams like often lose at home as well. Raiders have been losing in front of their nut job fans for years, okay? So I'm just saying, I'm going to put it to the test tonight. Both me and the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, are already on the Raiders. Moneyline parlays. Deep pockets, Cam. Fat cat. That's Cam Stewart. Yeah, fat cat, Monopoly. You like that guy, you like that little white guy, Monopoly, you know, with the white hair and the mustache, smoking a cigar. He's walking around. You have my rent for the for Park Avenue.
That's you. That's
you're
right.
A big fat cat.
Hey, Baltic
big night
Avenue.
Last night for Cam.
You're four months behind. I don't want to kick you out, but we're getting close, Baltic Avenue. Pay your rent. You're right, Retz. It was an excellent night last night. I hope everybody had a good one. You did great in the last game, too, with the Vancouver in the over. And let's keep the train rolling. You're right. We can't help anybody now, but me and you already got the Raiders. But I expect the Raiders to win this game. Asking them to win by a touchdown, Gabe, could be a lot. But you know what? They've been playing better football. Carr's been good. Davante Adams has been fantastic. And let's just tell it the way it is. Josh Jacobs is the hottest running back in the league. And one thing they do have is a great pass rush with Max Crosby. That guy's an animal. He can get to the quarterback. So I expect the Raiders to win this one.
Yeah, you know, it's if people would have asked you before the year started, Cam, or I'd like to know what the number was for Josh Jacobs to be the leading rusher in the National Football League. The Raiders didn't pick his option up either. He's playing for money right now, and he's going to cash in because, as you say, he's got over 1,300 yards, and he's been cleared to play tonight. So Josh Jacobs will be in the lineup this evening for the Raiders. Laying the points is another thing. I'm interested in the Raiders' money line. We've already got it. I'm going to have to figure things out. We'll approach this from a teaser perspective. But you mentioned Davante Adams. As a whole, I don't know, Cam. Listen, they were 2-5. They were 2-7. They lost that Colt game. And remember, Mark Davis gave the dreaded vote of approval to Josh McDaniels and said he's doing a fantastic job. And I was like, you're 2-7. Now they're 5-7. And I don't know. Personally, I don't know. I'm gonna get a Raider guy on my show actually next week. I want to find out. But like, I don't know if Josh McDaniels backed off, if him and Derek Carr are on the same page, what happened, what clicked. But the fact of the matter, it has clicked. Cam, the last three games, Davante Adams has 7 touchdown catches. Last 5 games, guys, Davante Adams has 7 touchdowns. The last 5 games, Davante Adams has 7 catches or more and 126 yards or more in 4 of the Raiders' last 5 games. Clearly, this is the connection that we all said, oh, wow, this is going to be amazing with Carr and Adams. They had at Fresno State, Cam. It took a little while, but it's starting to click right now. And you and I talked about it. he's going to burn Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey's not the same when the Rams don't have a pass rush. Ramsey's not as tough when Aaron Donald's not there. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency. Let's do this thing. We're kicking it with a Ranger with Nick Cam. Stewart, we got a full house. Drew Martin's going to step up and break it down with us. We got Joe Fan in the house tonight. We've got sportsbook Dave Sharapan straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got the coach, James Young. We're stacked. We're stacked. We've got Thursday night football. We've got the Raiders, and we've got the Rams at SoFi in Los Angeles. I think it's going to be a heavy Raider contingent of locals. You know, you'll have the Vegas types that are going to go down to L.A., and then you're going to have the local types as well. But we've seen this, though, right? The Raiders played the Chargers already, didn't they, in L.A.?
Yep.
They did this year. Man. Yeah. And it was a Raider home game.
It'll be a Raider home game, Gabe. And to your earlier point about McDaniels, I just noticed little things. He's been less lippy on the sidelines. He's been a lot calmer. Like, you know what I mean? Remember at the start, it's like, do this, do that. He had the kind of dour expressions on his face.
He was high-strung.
Yes, good call. Hyper, high-strung, and really getting down. Now he just seems more like he smoked it.
He's more in a groove, though. Out. He looks like a man that's in a pocket. You see, he's walking the sidelines. He's doing his thing. Like, yeah, he's
better body
coming
language
together for McDaniels now. You're right. For even with the team, you can tell. He's high-fiving players off the field a little bit now. Like, he's, you know what I mean? He is a loose guy. He's not Belichick. We've always had that perception that he's like Belichick. He's not really in real life. I see a lot of the Raiders stuff, and he's got a weekly TV show, and, like, he cracks jokes and stuff, but he wants it done his way, right? And he believes that his way is the way, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you haven't won. You didn't win in Denver.
It's been good for 3
let's
weeks.
Just hope, let's just hope his way. I don't care, Cam. Let's just hope his way is the way tonight, buddy. All right, hope his way works tonight. It should. Yeah. The Rams, these guys are going to be ready to tap out. It's like my buddy Kyle Turley told me. I said, what was it like being on the Saints when you're 0-12? He goes, Gabe, man, when you're at that point of the year, you got to ask yourself, for who and for what?
What, buddy? Myself? That's exactly.
Well, it means it means I'm not getting hurt or doing anything like stupid here on the way out, right? I'm not going to try to be a hero. That's all. I guarantee you, like, someone like Jalen Ramsey's thinking that. Like, I'm not going to be a hero for a 3-9 football team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it. Rager Reddick, Cam Stewart in the house. The Twitterverse is going crazy about Brittany Griner, but like Joe Namath and Cam would say, I could care less about Brittany Griner getting released right now. We've got our own issues to worry about.
You know what the worst thing is, too? Just because this other guy who got in there too, he's serving more time, and he's not an athlete, and he stayed in jail. That's what it is. It's a popularity contest. Like, no offense, this other guy's just regular Joe Citizen. He's not going anywhere. But anyway, this is not CNN Crossfire. This is a gambling show.
That guy, that other guy, is not regular Joe Citizen. That guy's a spy. All right, like that's the difference.
Okay,
just point blank.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just saying, though, WNBA, whatever, like, he ain't leaving. They couldn't make a deal for him, and he's been in there longer. Anyway, who cares? Let's bet this football game. Don't want to get into it right now.
Yeah, that's why I just said I didn't want – we weren't going to get into it. But yeah, that's the whole, like, that guy's been there for 4 years. Like, it's a separate deal.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just the low-hanging, like, you're not trading baseball players. You're dealing with Vladimir Putin. The guy's invading countries and dropping bombs on kids right now. Do you think like you can sit down and like do like a rational deal?
No, it's not negotiable. You're correct.
All right. Let's bring in Drew Martin.
I wish I didn't go there. Anyway, he's still in jail.
No, I said it, and I was moving on. I had no
You
take.
Were. You I were. No I just, yeah, yeah, anyway, yeah.
But sorry, you just went with the first take that everyone else. What about the other guy? The other guy's a spy.
Yeah.
Right? The other guy's
I know he's deeper. A spy, okay, but he's, I know he's a spy. I know he's a spy. He can, but there's more spies to betray. Okay, no, we're not going to go there. Let's just let's
hey, how you doing, Drew?
Gabe, Cam, I'm doing good, guys. I won't go there. I'll tell you this, though. A little dose of reality here. And I get back to Fort Lauderdale. And my really nice neighbor, a guy named Van, he passed away. He so I just wanted to say out there, he was like a 50-year-old guy, really nice, really healthy. And it's just a dose of reality is the cops were here, the crime scene, the whole bit. And life is fragile, guys. So just a reminder out there.
Wow. Was he murdered or is he just did he pass away?
I came in from a swim at the beach and going to the gym, and that's the report I got here. So the crime scene
and you
is,
saw crime tape.
Yeah, wow. There's a bunch of cop cars here right now. So it's kind of crazy.
The show's off to a great start today.
That's the best. You're like, let's move on. Drew's bringing it even. We're I'm talking prisoners. He's homicides. Oh, jeez. Oh man.
No, I wish my condolences.
Sorry, Drew. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two people.
Wrong on the,
on the
side. The perfect neighbor. That's what's kind of upsetting. He was just like, hey, not into my stuff, but always polite and smiling. And he just moved here from California, and then. I'm not saying it was a crime. They're obviously like researching it right now, but it's just life is fragile, guys. So, you know, enjoy it.
It is.
Enjoy it while we have the opportunity.
Yeah, and a friend of ours, friend of the program. He hasn't come on because he's been busy, but good friend Joey Odessa, MMA odds maker, unfortunately was in a severe car accident as well in Florida. But fortunately, there's no brain trauma, right? I think he broke one leg and one arm, which like kind of really sucks.
Yeah. He's from Costa
like
Rica,
multiple
right?
surgeries. Like he tweeted out, he basically stated he was using the voice box to tweet. He said, I can't type, whatever, I'm in the hospital. He goes, I got a broken leg, I got a broken arm, I need multiple surgeries. I sent him a message. He's a tough guy. He's been through a lot, this guy. He'll be all right. But gotta sort of look at the positive of that, kind of in that. If you're in a severe car accident, it's better to break your arm or break your leg and stuff than to have your face go through the windshield.
Yes.
Right? Like, so that's, I told him, I tried to be, you know, I looked at the positive side. I told him, listen, you know, be blessed you didn't get brain trauma, bro. I know it sucks. You got a broken arm, you got a broken leg, you got to rehab. And he's like, he's got to like learn to walk and all that again. Like, I guess his leg's pretty like banged up. All that. But as I stated, at least, you know, at least that's one of these days too. Last piece of bad news. So we love you, Joe. We wish you the best. And see, Celine Dion's got like a neurological disease that's incurable.
Yeah, one in a million. Three people in Canada have it, Gabe. Three.
It's crazy. Huh?
One in a, you know, it's nuts. Yeah.
You know what's nuts too? I couldn't help but think. I can't believe this. We're on this. We got to get to the picks. But I have an ex-girlfriend that died of brain cancer. She was born the same day, the same year, in the same town and hospital as Celine Dion. So when I saw Celine Dion with a brain thing, I'm like, well, what the hell's going on in this town here in Quebec? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the first thing I thought of, like, same town. Like I said, that was always my thing when I met her. You know, it came up, was her birthday. And I said, so you're telling me you were born on the same day, the same year, in the same town as Celine Dion? It's kind of random. And unfortunately, they both end up with some weird neurological thing. Strange world, like you said. So poor Van, rest in peace. Everybody, rest in peace. And let's make the bookies rest in peace. See, there's a segue.
Yeah, there we go.
That's why I get the big bucks. Make the bookies. Sorry, FanDuel.
Not rest in peace. Let's make the bookies. Yeah, not rest in peace. Suffer. Is a little strong. Yes. We don't wish you a happy holidays, bookie. Give the money to us. You're already rich. Be like Robin Hood. We take from the rich and suffer. Give to us. That's the best. Bookies, rest in peace. We have to rest in peace, Gabe. Give suffer. Us a little bit. Yeah, give us a taste. Thank you.
We're not Coach James Young. I hope he drops dead on the side.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
What the hell are you talking about?
I hope he drops dead. I'm like, it's a little bit strong, Coach, but yeah.
Yeah. So, no. I said, we're going to kill him. I didn't mean kill him, coach. I said, we're going to kill him in the game. You know, like, I don't want to kill him. No.
Exactly.
All right, so wow. Raiders and Rams. Raiders, what are you going to do this weekend, Drew? A little FCS action? Because you're a big college football batter, and all we got is Army-Navy. All right, so all we got is Army-Navy on the board this week. And we got the college football playoffs, too, coming up. But the Raiders and the Rams tonight, it's up to 6.5. What's your interest level?
In the NFL Thursday nighter, I mean, considering it's the only football game on tonight, it's somewhat interested. I'll tell you this, Gabe. I mean, what the Raiders kind of catching a little bit of fire here, winning 3 straight against the spread. At the same time, the Rams have stayed within the number 2 straight. I'll tell you this, though, and I heard you guys talking about it on the other side, just the L.A. home field advantage. I don't see a lot of it. Of course, not a big trip from Las Vegas. I think the Raiders are catching a little bit of fire. Both teams under 500. It's not a game I love here. To tell you the truth, I got into this, betted a little bit because I knew I was coming on the show here with you guys. Most of my time's going into college basketball here. But for tonight's NFL game, I like the Raiders.
I like the way to go here tonight. Listen, I've already got the Raiders in the money line parlay. The total's down to 41.5 right now, so we can figure out how we want to approach this on a tease. But I've been talking about the touchdown props all week for a couple of days now. Devontae Adams is minus 130 right now. He was minus 150, 55 or something earlier in the week at FanDuel. It's down to 130 at FanDuel right now. I brought it up, guys. Devontae Adams got 7 touchdowns in his last 5 games, 7 catches or more in 4 of the last 5, 126 yards or more in 4 of the last 5. So Devontae Adams has just been fire right now. And yeah, he's got Jalen Ramsey, but Jalen Ramsey doesn't even ever cover the top guys, right? If you move, Jalen Ramsey doesn't move. So if they move Adams around a bit. Anyways, I expect Adams to have a big night tonight. Minus 130 touchdown score. Devontae Adams' first touchdown score of the game is plus 440. And Josh Jacobs has to be worth a look, Cam, at first touchdown score of the game, plus 470, if you believe the Raiders are going to score first, because I'm playing both these guys to score touchdowns, and I got to take them both to score the first touchdown as well. They're both getting into the end zone tonight.
I couldn't agree with you more. Oh, it's a very good take. And you know what? Usually we do like the split. If we do 4-2-2 or 2-1-1, I'm going to load up with the Raiders. I don't even think I'm going to take a Ram, or I take 1-2 Raiders. That's the way I'm going to load it. The first touchdown scores for tonight. And anytime touchdown, I agree. Jacobs is on fire. Adams is on fire. You got to do it.
We got another little sneaky potential first touchdown score, the prop that we'll share after as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Arantzi. We've got decisions to make, and one decision that I've already made, and I was talking about, we've got someone flying under the radar here tonight. So Devontae Adams has just been straight fire recently. But Mac Hollins has really started to get targeted so much. People don't realize it right now. If you look at his targets, last week against the Chargers, 9 targets. The week before, 5 targets. The week before that, 9 targets. The week before that, 6 targets. As far as the catches are concerned, 6, 4, and 5 in the last 3 games, 52, 63, and 35 as far as the yards are concerned. Just 1 touchdown, but his reception prop tonight is 3.5. I think he's going to go over this number. I could look for Mac Hollins, Cam, but probably have about 5 receptions. And you know what? At 13-1, I think he might be worth a look at first touchdown score of the game, too. Little hunch pick here. Mac Hollins, first touchdown score of the game.
You're reading my mail. Obviously, you look at Jacobs when he's at the goal line, he's probably going to be there, but I think it's worth a sprinkle because you said it. This guy's been a key factor of the offense, and you know one thing. What are the Rams going to do? Obviously, they're going to try to contain Jacobs, and they're going to be all over Adams, so Hollins might be open. I really like the way your brain's working on that one, and at 13-1, it will be a play, Morenci. Put it in the book. I'll bet it next break.
Nothing wrong with that. Drew, you like those first touchdown score props? That's what the kids like nowadays. The kids rave about.
It's what I like.
They don't even care. They don't care who wins the game. They don't care about anything. So who's going to score the first touchdown of the game? That's what you always see. It's trending on Twitter. First touchdown score.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for sure. Hey, I get it. You know, get in, get out, you know, rip off the Band-Aid, whatever you want to call it, a home run pot, a prop. It's not my cup of tea. I think it's one of those you're swinging for the fences, and long term you might be up against it. But hey, you hit some big ones, and it makes for a fun night.
Cam hit a 22-1 last year with Daniel Jones scoring the first touchdown of the game.
Hunter Henry was 18. They're really good.
I went on a run this year. It was like out of 5 primetime games in a row, man. I had like the first touchdown score in like 4 of them. They weren't bold, but it was still. It was like, yeah, but it weren't like, you know, it was like Saquon Barkley plus 650. Or they were always around, you know, plus 400, plus 600, plus 700. Like nice hits, though. Once there was a plus 800 type thing I got, I never hit the plus 1800, 122, but it was like bam, bam, every game. The touchdown score props have been great for me this year, to be honest. That's why I look forward to playing that touchdown prop market tonight. But I just put my play in on Matt Collins over 3.5 receptions. All right, Drew, I mentioned the Army-Navy game earlier. That's the college football game. We got the FCS playoffs as well. But Army and Navy, you're going to be betting the under? It's the much-discussed topic. 16 consecutive unders between the two schools.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a crazy stat, and you can see why. I mean, both teams, first of all, slow offenses, Gabe, as you know, and they both run the options. So in practice, they prepare for it all the time, the extra preparation time as well, singled out matchup. It makes sense that these are such, you know, low-scoring affairs. I mean, the trend for 16 straight years, that's ridiculous. That's wild. I can't believe one of them didn't get up and over. 32.5 for a college football game is not high. But it's not high for a reason. I do like the under totals wise. And I'll tell you this, Gabe, I like the move sidewise here towards Navy. When you start comparing these two teams, look, I know it's Army, Navy, both teams under 500. If you look at Army's kind of wins, they're sitting at 5-6. However, they're not eligible to make a bowl game because two of their wins were against FCS opponents. But what I wanted to bring up, Gabe, is
that's a pile of crap, too. I just want to say that. I think that they should have been given the waiver for that. I think for a military academy team where these kids are sacrificing their lives for the country, you can't let them into a damn bowl game. You got 5-7 rice in a bowl game.
Yeah. I agree with you. I like where your head's at.
For military really academies only, though. You know, you don't make an exception all the time, but like in an instance like this.
It's a great call. Couldn't agree more.
You really want to be a patriot. Everyone talks about patriotism. Exactly. These guys cut him a break then.
That's
kids didn't make the schedule. Anyways, Kim, a lot of these FCS teams are better than a lot of these other teams are anyways. It's a lot of good teams. Like, it's not like a joke to win those games. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, the top FCS team, it's not like they're going to be 132 in Division I football. They'll probably be like 40 or 50.
What would happen if Sam Houston State played Akron? You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's be real. Well, Sam Houston State would beat them probably, or North Dakota State would smoke them.
And look at
advance. James Madison beats real teams when they have gone from FBS to whatever. They're a wicked team.
Old Dominion were not at F1 and D1 until recently. Yeah. They're good. Like that. So that's that whole thing about, like, I'm like, come on. So what, you're going to award a win to someone other that beats a patsy? You beat New Mexico State, so that counts. But, you know, like, I just thought for the military academy that they should make a waiver. It's, if you really are a patriot and you really want to, you know what I mean? That, who's going to complain? Who's going to be the one? It's like the Simpsons. It's like voting against free bus fare for war veteran widows. And Homer's like, lousy widows. Like, he's voting against it. who's going to, like, who in the media would stand up and say, I think it's garbage that they allowed Army into a bowl game? Who's going to do that? It's like they say, not a jury in the world will convict you. You know what I mean? Like, they let the military academy team in. That's my take.
I agree with you. I will say this, though. The Valparaiso New Mexico State game at 31.5 spread was the biggest mockery of college football on Saturday, Marenzi. That was ridiculous. That game shouldn't even, that didn't need to be played. That was brutal. They're up 20 points in the second quarter. Yes.
I'm betting the under. I'm going to tease it to the under for a little bit of insurance, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Magic goes to 33. But, man, that total, you talk about low flow. Any turnover, man, I know 16-0, but, guys, it's just.
Hey, four of the last five games they played have gone under 32.5.
I know.
It's not under 32.5. Not under the number. Under 32.5.
And Gabe, you bring up the word teasing. A lot of people would say you, the only smart way to tease in football is the NFL through two key numbers. I would actually, this is one in college football because the total is so low, making the spread each move such premium value. Teasing this game might be a really smart move, Army-Navy.
They got under 39.5 instead of 32.5.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, so college basketball. What's that,
well, Gabe, I was going to say, like, what about sidewise? I just wanted to bring up a point. Keep in mind, like, guys out there, Navy plays in the AAC. In my opinion, it's the most underrated conference in college football. They play against teams and beat teams like UCF last time out. They played Notre Dame,
and Tulane,
SMU.
You're Tulane.
Your boy Tulane. Drew's Tulane wave, yeah.
Hey, conference champions, guys. Yeah. On them a year too early.
Oh, son of a sweet dude, Drew. They're nice revenge spot. They took UCF out to the cleaners. Good stuff. Congratulations, buddy. Good stuff.
Well, unfortunately, nice. I didn't make much money on it because I was a year too early. So, but thanks for that. Yeah. I appreciate the looks there. But what I was going to bring up, all of those teams, that's the schedule for Navy. Look at who Army is playing. UMass, UConn. I mean, so these schedule differences are huge. I think Navy has a chance to. I mean, I agree with the line move here. I like Navy as the side. I think that they win by a field goal, if not more.
I like where you're going with that, actually. Navy won last year 17-13. The year before, Army won 15-0. The year before that, it was 31-7. That would have been the higher scoring one. It stayed under because it was 41.5. The year before that, Army won 17-10. I don't know. They've gone like 15 years in a row where Navy won all the time and Army banged off like four in a row, whatever it was, two or three, four in a row. Now they're sort of going back and forth. But I do agree with Drew's assessment as far as you sort of throw it out a little bit, Drew. You know what I mean? As far as, okay, this and that, it's Army-Navy. I mean, this is a street fight of brothers, you know, on the front lawn, so to speak. So you throw everything out. But you can't dispute it, bro. Navy have better athletes, Drew. They just do. Like, the kids on Army couldn't be able to defend a pass against Houston and stuff. Like, these guys at least have athletes that can play against UCF. Army would be in trouble. You're not playing Lafayette, you know, like, it's a little bit different now. Like, so to me, I lean Navy, but I'm riding the under here still.
Okay.
Still going with the under. And I will dip my beak into the FCF stuff.
Why not?
Hey, it's all we got, right? On Saturday.
That's what we're doing. When you need somewhere to dip, yeah, exactly. You got to find something. I'm with you, Morenci. Play.
FanDuel's got futures up even. South Dakota State, plus 155. Sacramento State, plus 250. North Dakota State, plus 350. Montana State, plus 650. Incarnate Word, 16-1. Holy Cross, 30-1. William and Mary, 35-1. And Samford, 50-1. Samford and North Dakota State, of course. I mean, North Dakota State at plus 350 for a team that wins a championship all the year seems like pretty good odds. They're 17.5-point favorites on Friday night. We got William and Mary. We'll have Steve Merrill on. He'll have some insight into this. He went to William and Mary.
Yeah.
William and Mary at Montana State in Montana at 7.5. And we got Incarnate Word and Sacramento State. I swear to God, without even looking at a number, I was like, Incarnate Word and Sacramento State's going to be a track meet. But the total is 76.5. I didn't know that.
That's a super track meet, man. Extra lap.
See, I hey, could have been the odds maker on that. I'd be like in the room, like, guys, it's going to be a track meet. So what are we setting this at?
Jerry, Jerry, what's the total? He's like 68. You're like, what? No, it's 76.
74.
Well, that would have been 74. State game? Ricky Ray. A lot of CFLers Sacramento State. That's, I like that. I like that school.
A lot of CFL quarterbacks from this realm of school, Cam. Yeah.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, I'm from this realm of schools. Yes.
No, it's true. The guy on Cat, he's got a great R. Meyer. He went to UC Davis.
UC Davis, correct.
Yeah. All right. We got college basketball picks from Drew on the other side. Looking at the NBA a bit here tonight, I see a couple of spots and I see a couple of college spots. We'll see what Drew thinks about the college card and more on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Countdown to kickoff continues. I am Morency. I got, I was going to put this up actually tonight for the Raiders. I got this at the Raider game when I was there. Richard Seymour. Even though I think of Richard Seymour more of as a Patriot, to be honest, than a Raider.
I do too.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame. They had like a Hall of Fame ceremony for him when I was there. It's a cool little, since we're on the Raiders tonight, I was thinking about it, you know. Putting it up, show some love for Raider Nation. This evening, they better win.
They better.
They better win.
Yeah. I like watching the Rams lose anyway. It's good for business.
You hate the Rams. It's good for business.
Nobody likes. All right,
so we got college basketball tonight. Drew's not more. You know, Drew likes his college sports. You're a college Drew.
He does.
You can't let the college days go.
I like the NFL as well. Sports betting, you got to cut out kind of sports because this is a business, as you guys know. You got to know a lot about a little, not a little about a lot. You're never going to win that way. So I cut out some sports, but yeah, it's college basketball and it's NFL for me this weekend game.
I won I shouldn't have did it, but we were live on the air, and I decided to jump in against my better judgment. I bet on a Filipino University college basketball game two nights ago.
Was this last night? Oh, I thought it was last night.
No, it was two nights ago.
I left your show.
No, I did it after a bad night. I wouldn't do it after a good night. It was one of those. I was like, man, I was just in a bad mood. I was like, I got to try to get some money back.
I'll ask the guys in the garage if they got any liens in the Filipino leagues. That's their jam, right?
Next time I'm at your place, I'm going to start dropping team names. I'm going to freak them out. Like the time I met Japanese people on the subway once. I started talking about the Oryx Buffaloes and the Lotte baseball team and stuff, and they were blown away. See, like, being a degenerate gambler really, really helps and stuff like that. It does make you smart, like geography.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
The gamblers are great at geography. Like, you know, the average person doesn't know Laramie, Wyoming. They don't know,
exactly,
like, I can take the apples, boom, boom,
yes,
boom. Like,
yes.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, Lubbock. You know what I mean? Like,
small town in the United States because of sport. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's honestly, my girlfriend goes, well, how the hell do you know that? I go, because I gamble. I watch sports. That's why we know.
Yeah.
It's true.
Geography.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Tucson, Arizona, the whole bit. We could go right down. I could probably name all 131. We'll save the listeners that. But, I know exactly.
Las Cruces, New Mexico State.
That's a great town.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
I hear good things about New Mexico. Texas El Paso, too. But that's another story.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got RU. RU and Ohio State, a little Big Ten action tonight. I'll tell you what, Drew, this Rutgers basketball team is a good basketball team. They're a good team, right? They harass you defensively, man, these guys. Like, they play like a team you would figure, like, you know what I mean, like Jersey type of kids. They're scrappy, but they also rack up most of their wins at the rack. Pardon the pun. I didn't mean to do that. But they're a great home team. Now they're going on the road to Ohio State. What's your take on this basketball game tonight, Drew?
Yeah, I like Chris Hoyman's squad here, the Buckeyes. I think they're a really talented squad. What, top five in the country in terms of offensive efficiency? Three straight overs. They're scoring the basketball. They scored 96 points last time out, Gabe. I just think you hit the nail on the head in terms of talking about this Rutgers team. We really get kind of almost a contrast of what each team is talented at. And Rutgers, very scrappy team, good on the defensive side. They've held three of their last four opponents under 50 points scored. They're top 10 in defensive efficiency. So we get this really good offense for Ohio State against a really good defense in Rutgers. Also, last thing here on the Scarlet Knights, Gabe, they're the number one defense guarding the three-point line. And that tends to travel, you know, on the road. So I actually look for them to win more on the road this year than in years past. Overall, that's the thing that kept me off of betting Ohio State, is how good defensively Rutgers is, and that profile getting points, it tends to be profitable. So that's why I stayed off of Ohio State.
I'm going against my policy of betting on teams that I do not like.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but you got to do what you got to do. What's going on today, guys? I got
just
Iowa
for the
State
record,
versus
Ken.
Iowa.
Hold
and
on.
Colorado State versus Colorado. Weird.
Hold on. Ohio State money line. Ohio State money line and a Raiders money line parlay is minus 114. And I don't mind this because it'll get a head start. Well, the Raider game doesn't start until like 8:15, and this game starts at 7. So at least I'll know. I'll have a handle on this. I'm not going to go crazy. I'll put a little play. I think the Buckeyes win a close one. I wouldn't have a problem with people taking Rutgers plus the points. Ohio State have played a pretty tough schedule so far, Drew. That's another thing, too. They are pretty battle-tested. They played some pretty tough teams to start the season, including Duke. The Duke Blue Devils the other night, San Diego State. But I'll tell you what, Rutgers have played some teams as well. So, very impressive win against Indiana. But I'll tell you what, you look at the Big Ten, and especially, it doesn't mean it's going to be this way the whole year, but so far early this year, home court has meant a hell of a lot in the Big Ten. And the Pac-12, Drew. Home court matters. It's the only sport that it still matters in, I think. College football and college basketball. Pro sports, home field, home court, doesn't matter. Right? College, it does. Look at Arizona, bro. They went into Utah. They got beat outright. Look at Michigan State. They're going to Notre Dame. They got murdered, right, on the road. So I like Ohio State to get it done here tonight. On the money line, parlay with the Raiders at minus 114. Cam, you brought up the Iowa-Iowa State game. Nice state rivalry contest here. This is a game that I'm looking at the over. I think there should be points put up on the board. Drew, any opinion on this one?
I don't disagree with you that there could be points. The reason I stayed off of the over is four straight unders for Iowa State and seven of their eight boarded games.
Yeah, they're 7-1 to the under.
Right. Wow. So that's
but you talk about pace and stuff like that. Iowa play at like the third fastest pace in the country. You know they want to push it.
Exactly. And they are a talented team. Do want to say, in terms of rivalry names, guys, the Cy-Hawk trophy on the line here on the hardwood. One of my favorite rivalry names here.
That's pretty good. Cyclone. They combine Hawkeyes and Cyclones. Yeah. Cy-Hawk. That's pretty good.
Cy-Hawk. That's very good. Sounds like Star Trek. That's Cy-Hawk.
That's cool. Cy-Hawk trophy. Yeah. I like that.
The Klingons stole our Cy-Hawk.
I never heard of that before. What do they play for football? They don't play for the same thing. What do they play for in football?
Yeah.
Is it the Cy-Hawk?
The Cy-Hawk.
Right.
It has to be. Everything's a Cy-Hawk. A Cyclone and a Hawkeye.
I don't know. I used to know that stuff more. Like, what? So you got the Paul Bunyan, this Paul and Bunyan's that, the axe.
What does Colorado and Colorado State play for, Drew?
Rocky Mountain Showdown is that.
Oh, but they don't play for an item? Like, is there a Colorado item they play for other
an
than
item.
Like a,
no,
a big gigantic spliff? I don't know.
Maybe.
What do they play for?
Michigan and Minnesota play for a bucket or something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm worried about national titles. I don't care about these buckets and axes and stuff.
Well, they do, though, Brenzy.
I know.
Talismans and stuff. It's like it's part of the lore.
Oh, they do. I was watching the other day one of the state rivalries, and the analyst came. You're right. What played in it, and all they it was a Mac thing, guys. Poor Mac. Yeah, it was the Mac rivalry. It was Ohio and Miami. They give you a mug. Yeah. Each player gets a mug, a beer mug.
Oh, great. I can put my beer in the mug I want. Like, you're fighting your life for a friggin' coffee mug or a beer, beer chalice?
So you get like this nice, you get a nice-looking beer chalice, and it says, like, the score of the game and everything.
Oh, that's okay. That's better. Like, you're running through the dishwasher. Like, hey, honey, what'd you do
you
to my mug?
Yeah.
That's right. All the fonts come off after a couple of turns with the dishwasher, with the Cascade. Give them something that lasts, people. Come on. You're right. They deserve better.
So, Iowa are coming off the loss to Duke. Drew, what's your take on this one tonight against Iowa State? This is a home game for Iowa.
Sure. I took the Cyclones plus four. I guess it's down to plus three, so there's people agreeing with me here. TJ Holzberger, their head coach, of course, he was the head coach for South Dakota State, got him into the tournament, also for UNLV. very good defensive team, top 15 defensive efficiency in the country. And they're really good at pressuring the ball. They're the number one team in the country out the gate. Granted, short sample size at this point in the season, they turn their opponents over at a higher rate than anybody in the country. Again, we already talked about it. Seven of their last eight boarded games all landing under. So this is the best defense that Iowa will have faced. But Iowa, Fran McCaffrey, the whole Hawkeyes, a good basketball program. I did take Iowa State +4 for a small bet.
There's a game, Cam. You should be interested in this one, Cam, and I'm looking forward to Drew's take. How about a battle of seven and one teams? Marshall at Duquesne.
Duquesne, I know. I was looking at it.
How about
a
little
game?
Duquesne money line action here?
I love home team. Dukes. Yeah, the Dukes over Thundering Herd.
They're 6-0 at home. Gabe. They're 6-0 at home. It's minus two. I'm taking them. Or as we like to call them, Duquesne. Give me $100 on Duquesne.
And the scores are Duquesne.
We had an update guy once who was doing college basketball scores. And he goes, and Duquesne's playing Pitt, and it's 70. We're like, Duquesne, what the hell is this guy talking about? And word of no lie, he wrapped it up with UCLA instead of UCLA.
Oh, wow. That was lost bad. I get the Duquesne one.
But I asked him after. Yeah. I said, is that like a nickname, UCLA, or like? He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, what do you mean? What do I mean? I said, what's UCLA? Yeah. I said, is that man UCLA? He goes, it's UCLA. I didn't know that.
He was more of a soccer guy.
Really, he can rattle off like these FCs from Rabia FC, whatever. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Duquesne. Not Duquesne, it's UCLA.
We were howling, man, when he said in Duquesne playing Pittsburgh tonight. We're like dying.
It was awesome. One of my favorite memories. So,
ever since then, I always call him Duquesne. I like it. It's got a ring. Duquesne.
Duquesne, what are you doing?
Kind of a pretty name.
UCLA.
UCLA. You have any other under-the-radar college games tonight, Drew, you're looking at?
Yeah, I do. Rocky Mountain Showdown here, guys. Colorado State +4. We get Colorado losing four straight games. Four straight unders, by the way. Did look under, but more so I like the underdog here. What, +4.5 at FanDuel, I believe? Give me the Rams here. Colorado laying this point spread. What does that tell us? It's at foul fest range. Colorado only shoots 64% from the free throw line. When you bet on teams and they shoot that bad from the free throw line, you're setting yourself up for failure there, guys. I would tell you to get away from that. So I'm putting that in my back pocket here, Gabe. I like Colorado State, the Rams, 57% field goal percentage. Also, they don't turn the ball over. This team could score. They scored more than 80 points in three straight games. So give me Colorado State here, the Rams, plus the points.
No, we've got St. Thomas
for you tonight, Drew. He's on both teams, Iowa State, Colorado State. Interesting.
St. Thomas and Montana State tonight, and Michigan at Minnesota. Tough spot for Michigan coming back from London. They played in London on Sunday, London, England against Kentucky. They lost, but they did cover, and they played like two nights before they went to London as well. I thought that was very strange. Like Michigan played in Ann Arbor on Thursday. We're in London, England on Saturday, and now we're back. Drew Martin, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks, Drew. Great stuff. See you Sunday at 8.
Thanks, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In game live, all access coming up. We've got some early picks for you here. I put a money line parlay together. I took Ohio State and the Raiders -114 on the money line. So Chris Murray is out. We were talking about the Iowa State game and the total, and Iowa State are 7-1 to the under on the season. Chris Murray, Keegan Murray's brother for the Iowa Hawkeyes, not playing this evening. The total came down to 137.5. The coach, James Young, is going to join us in a couple of moments. And the coach is on the under of this basketball game. I agree with the under, Cam. And the side, I want to take Iowa State plus the points, to be honest.
So do I. So do I.
Are we getting enough? That's the question.
Yeah.
It's down to three right now. It's down to three. Like at 4.5, 5, I'd be more interested. I'm just going to stick to my guns. I'm taking the under only in that game. So give me Ohio State on the money line with the Raiders. We're going to go under in the Iowa-Iowa State game. NBA's coming up a little bit later on. Let's get to the National Hockey League. LA Kings and the Toronto Maple Leafs, Cam, and the National Predators and Lightning of the 2 7 o'clock games. What are your picks?
Okay, Gabe. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to actually take the Kings plus 1.5 and sprinkle on the money line. Leafs are my team, but they've been playing great hockey. This feels like a spot. Kings beat Ottawa down pretty good. Here's the problem. I'm not laying $1.94 with the Leafs. So I'll take the Kings plus 1.5 with Tampa Bay guys. In the parlay on FanDuel is plus 143. That's a great price. You get Lightning at home, a team that lost their last game to Detroit. And I know what, Gabe? I think this Kings-Leaf game is pretty tough. That total seems a little bit light at 5.5, too, for teams that tend to score. But I'm actually going to take the Kings plus 1.5. I hope the Leafs win by one goal in overtime and give me the Lightning. So that parlay is plus 143. Small play on Duquesne. No, it's Duquesne, buddy. It's Duquesne, our old update guy. That one's for you, buddy. Duquesne. Don't call him Duquesne. We'll take them on the money line. Let's roll.
Yeah, I've got Duquesne on the money line against Marshall. 2 7-1 teams. Going to be a tough game. We're going to play over 1.5 goals in the Kings and Leafs and Preds and Lightning.